as well as from the law that the court was able to render my decision in an orderly fashion. I do not have any typed up orders and things of that nature, gentlemen. It just have to be from after a while I render my opinion here, they'll go into the record. The court expresses its thanks to you gentlemen for the briefs that all of you supplied the court on the law in this case. And before I proceed, there's several preliminary matters that I do want to state. Mr. Hill stated that the question in the Exhibit 4, I believe it was, to Mr. Blackwell, there was not an answer to the question to the defendant pertaining to a promise to plead guilty. No proof has been on it entered today by anyone to the effect that he was promised anything, however. Says no testimony has been entered to that effect. The petition was not signed by the state, and I think he's referring in that case to the petition for waiver exhibit. The new procedure under guilty plea laws where they waive the jury in the trial. As far as the Howard versus State case, the minutes not signed by the court. In that case, Judge Campbell died before he signed the minutes of the court in that case, overruling the motion for new trial. And I, as successor judge, don't believe I signed the minutes, but I signed the bill of exceptions, which the Supreme Court said I had no right to do. And they sent that case back. However, the law has been changed as far as the minutes are concerned now. A successor judge can sign the minute entries. In Knowles versus State, have to put on proof in the trial. Well, that's not right. In Knowles versus State, that case was a case where they pled guilty, all right, but they didn't reach an agreement as to the guilt, as to the punishment involved, and left it up to a jury to determine the punishment. They couldn't reach an agreement in that, and that's a little different situation than we have here. As Mr. Hill says, the defendant has a right to a fair trial, but he may waive that right according to our and allow himself to be tried on a guilty plea or by court. In Simpson versus State, Emmett D. Jones versus State, I don't have those citations before me. Chief Justice Neal in the Simpson case and Justice Swepston in the Emmett D. Jones case.